Hi, today we'll be talking about darkness and light and those moments when you just feel kind of looming with a gray aura and you just wonder when am I going to see a light at the end of the tunnel? Sometimes life asks us to put aside a path we have walked for years in order to make room for a new awakening and a whole new way of being. If you are in this period, it is a time of termination followed by new beginnings. Positive change and growth require a dying off or a descent into the darkness that will often present a time of challenge and obstacles. During this period, it is best to wait on the will of God and not resist what is in front of you, even if your instincts are to fight or struggle to hold on to what you once had. This period of time is ripe with breakdown. If you have been flowing along, it may feel like someone has put the brakes on. If you are in this phase, realize that it is not punishment. It actually represents your excellent movement and need to grow to the next energetic level. Relax, breathe, and surrender to the breakdown. Serenity is possible during this time, as long as you are not struggling against the change. You can choose not to grow. You can choose to hold on to the past. But why would you want to? What are the higher intentions for your lifetime? Have you set up a life of spiritual awakening? Do you desire the opportunity to master the creation of miracles? Are you up for love beyond your current comprehension? Do you want to change the world for the better? I love this song. It's from Donovan, from an old movie called Brother Sun, Sister Moon, and it's about the life of Saint Francis. If you want your dreams to be, take your time, go slowly, do a few things, but do them well. Heartfelt work grows purely. If you want to live life free, take your time, go slowly, do a few things, but do them well. Heartfelt work grows slowly. Day by day, stone by stone, you'll know heaven's doorway. Day by day, you'll know too. You'll know heaven's doorway. What will your awakening yield? Saint Francis is for all times remembered for his kindness and his goodness, his compassion and his love. To go into a dark night and emerge in the light of day is a privilege to the spiritual seeker who is awakening. Approach this time with great courage and self-love, and you will emerge more than what you could have imagined. The love and karma clearing meditations on the julierenee.com site are excellent meditations to follow when you're pursuing this particular practice. I wish you many blessings and light on your day of transformation. Look forward to catching up with you very soon. Bye-bye for now.